This is Retro Sports Radio. Visit RetroSeasons.com for more sports history.
Today, my guests will be Monty Irvin, an outfielder who swung a big bat for the Giants back in the days when the Giants called the Polo Grounds in New York home. I'll begin my interview with Monty Irvin right after we hear this important message. Monty Irvin, I think one of the big unfortunate things in this whole situation as far as baseball is concerned is a guy like Monty Irvin didn't get a chance to get into baseball earlier. How old were you when you first started?
Well, I got started late, Jackie. I was 31 when I started, and I was a little disappointed that I couldn't get started at an earlier age.
I think that most people in baseball say that a guy reaches his peak at about 28, 29 years of age, and here you started at 31. Again, I say it's a real shame. Monty, I think in 1951, that was perhaps your greatest year, and you led the league, didn't you, in RBIs, and you came very close, and, well, matter of fact, there were many people who thought that you were the most valuable player. What do you think about the voting for the most valuable player?
I think that there should be a new system, of course, devised to select or choose the most valuable player. Back in the 1951 seasons, I can remember, I thought I had a pretty good year, and also Sal Magley. And we were real disappointed, of course, that Sal didn't win it, because he pitched a great ball, and we just thought that Sal would be an automatic shoe-in. But, of course, Campy had a tremendous season, and he was selected.
Mm-hmm. There's no question about Roy having a great year. There was certainly no question about that if it was going to be a Giant, it was going to be either you or Sal. I think perhaps there should be a change in the balloting. I don't know what the answer is, and I don't think it's our position to say, but I think there's something wrong with it, because if a fellow is not liked by one writer, where he has a vote, he will exclude him from all of his 10 selections, and I don't think this is fair, really.
Right, I can think of, I think it was a 1950 season when Robin Roberts had a tremendous year, and I think everyone thought that he'd win the most valuable player that year, and I think someone else was selected. I think Hank Sauer won it that year, and to the amazement mm-hmm. of all the Eastern fans, and particularly the Philadelphia Philly fans.
Monty Irvin, as I said earlier, I'm awfully sorry, because I think Monty could have written a lot of records into the book had he been given an opportunity to, say, start playing when he was, say, 20 years of age. We're also happy that you were able to drop by and chat with us. Appreciate it a lot, Monty.
Always enjoy talking to you.
Well, that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.